Drop the Mishnah, Perek Ketzer Nevarchim. This is a Perek that begins to talk about halachos relating to Birchas Hanenin. The Meiri does a very nice summary, Kedarko, to give us a sense of where a Perek fits within the larger structure of the Mesechta. And as he notes, we had the earlier Prakim in Mesechta Brachos that speak about the brachos relating to Kriyashma, Birchas Hatfila. Now we're discussing Birchas Hanenin. And this perek, actually, he traces for us the various mishnayos. This is the first mishnah in the perek. So we're going to discuss some of the Birchas Hanenin. Not all are mentioned in the mishnah. And that's also, of course, for a diuk, right? We don't have Mizonos mentioned. We don't have Shahako mentioned here. It's only mentioned later on. But it's going to mention a certain list of among the Birchas Hanenin. We're going to have later Mishnais that discuss the Dieved situations. If you make Adama over something in Shahapa 8, and then making Shahako on anything, which is also the Dieved Kusher. We're going to have mentioning Kedima Bebrachis, it's a Mishnah later on, in terms of Shiva Saminim, possibly on Chaviv, and situations like that, Iker V'Tafel. And then toward the end of the parak, as Miri again points out, you have situations of when you have people coming together. So the protocol in terms of whether it's going to be one person making the bracha to be mostly everybody, or everyone making their own brachas. These are all in yanim that are going to come up. And then at the very end, which is something which we will touch on also in this amud, the question of birchas hamazon, which is going to segue, of course, also into the seventh parak in Zimun, having to do with Me'en Shalosh, and different shitas regarding to when you'd make Me'en Shalosh, when you'd make Birchas Hamazon, Machokas of the Tanoim. Along the way in the Perek, we're going to have a lot of sugyas that are going to touch on later Mishnayos and later in Yanin, and it's all intertwined, and therefore, as we learn forward, we're going to see in Yanin that we're going to have to revisit as we go forward. So meanwhile, we'll start with our Mishnah and recognize, obviously, we're just literally getting our feet wet. It's up to Mishnah. Ketzad mevarchin al ha-peiros. So the Mishnah begins with a question, and if we take peiros literally, right, so as the Mishnah goes on to describe, we have what's called peiros ha-dama, peiros ha-aretz, and we have peiros ha-ilan. So peiros refers to bepashtas, those two categories, right? We find by chalipin, the word peiros can also mean any type of item. Peiros avdi chalipin, the Tzlach thinks that maybe here it's referring to all kinds of things, which would even be a remiss to the Shahako mentioned in the later Mishnah. But the Pashup Shad is that the Mishnah, for some reason, is focusing right now only on the two categories within Peiros of Peiros ha-ilan and Peiros ha-aretz. But the way the Mishnah goes on to describe it, it says the din itself, Peiros ha-ilan, hu omer borei pri ha-etz. But there's an exception. Chutz min ha-yayin, shaga yayin hu omer borei pri ha-gofen. The Mishnah goes on, the al-peiros ha-aretz hu omer borei pri ha-adama, and again an exception. Chutz min ha-pas, shaga pas hu omer motzi lechem min ha-aretz. So far the Mishnah has told us a category called peiros ha-ilan, which is distinct from peiros ha-aretz. And this is, of course, a sugya later on Daf Mem, exactly how do you distinguish between what's a tree, what's a fruit, what's a vegetable, what is peiros ha-aretz, what makes something a tree, and have the different klalim, if it's going to regenerate, and whether you have to replant it, and exactly how much has to remain in order that it's still considered a tree. These are details that come up later on. The Rinna Yonah alludes to it over here. But obviously, the klalim are what they are. There's something called peiros ha-ilan, and if it's not that, it's peiros ha-aretz. Having said peiros ha-ilan gets its bracha of borei pri ha-etz, the Mishnah right away gives us the chutz. The chutz is min ha-yayin. The yayin sounds like the Mishnah is saying that would have been potentially shayach to what we just said, to be borei pri ha-etz. But there's a chutz, and for some reason, Rashi gives us the chashivas of yayin. For that reason, yayin has a unique bracha that's not going to be the bracha of borei pri ha-etz, but it'll be borei pri ha-gofen. The Mishnah does a similar thing in its language, Gabi Peiros Ha'aretz. The Peiros Ha'aretz is distinct from Peiros Ha'ilan, and its bracha is Bor Pi Adama, and it has a chutz min ha-pas. Again, uniqueness of pas warrants its own bracha. So now, meanwhile, we've mentioned four brachas. The category of Peres HaIgon and its bracha with a chutz to that. And the category of Peres HaOretz, which is Adama, and a chutz for that. Which means that in theory, pas would have been shayach to the Bar Pi Adama, but we have the chutz. Which, of course, we're going to soon come back to. Obviously, what does that suggest in terms of why you would think that Yayin would have been Bari Priya Eitz, and what is the halacha l'maisa of that? And also regarding Pas and Bari Priya Adam, the Mishnah continues and talks about Yirakos. Now, Yirakos is a subcategory of Peres HaAretz. And the Mishnah says, Al Yirakos Omer Bari Priya Adam. What distinguishes Yirakos from the larger category of Pri HaAretz, Peres HaAretz? Rashi doesn't tell us that. Rishon and Meiri, they talk about Yirakos is what is considered to be more underground, greens, right? Leafy things, lettuce, that's Yirakos. And what's Peres HaAretz? That's not Yirakos. What did Rishonim say? Beans, kidneyos, what? Kishuin is under what? What does it say? The Rabbi Yonah says Kishuin. What does he mention? Who mentions Kishuin? Kidneyos, the Rabbi Yonah says kidneyos. Nikros Peros HaAretz, Kruv Tardin Chasa, Nikra Yirakos. He doesn't mention Kishuin. Kruv Cabbage, Chasa, Lettuce, that's Yirakos. What did you see Kishuin? The Meiri? What did Meiri say?
Dilu and
Kishuin. Dilu and Kishuin can say Peros HaAretz.
Yeah.
Not Yirakos. Not Yirakos. So, let's clarify. So that, and what are Yirakos? What does Meiri say is Yirakos?
Kruv.
Again, similar to Rin Yonah, Kruv Silka, he says also, that's beets, karati, leek, tumi, garlic. What makes that Yirakos? He writes, HaPeros Atma Nivloin Ba'aretz. In other words, it's more underground. So that is, for the Tanakhama, no different than the category, the larger category, Peros HaAretz. It's a subcategory, but it's not enough to distinguish it from Gabi Brach. So this is where you have a Machlokas. So Rabbi Yehuda has a finer distinction. The Mishnah already has distinctions, right? The Mishnah distinguished between Peres HaAretz and Peres HaIgon already, right? So that far the Mishnah acknowledges that you don't just put everything under the same rubric, even though b'di'evit, the Mishnah says later on, you can say Bari Pri Adama on Peres HaIgon. But meanwhile, Peres HaIgon are considered to be distinct. Doesn't mention as a chutz, it just gives you the rule. Peres HaIgon, Peres HaAretz. But Yirakos are the same as Peres HaAretz. Rabbi Yehuda is going to make it require a separate bracha to be more specific with Gabe Yirakos. Bar Mine Deshoim. Now, does Rabbi Yehuda agree that there's a Bar Pri Hadama? L'chari, yes. He pashtas. But he wants Deshoim to be distinct in their own way for its own bracha. The Chachamim don't require that fine distinction. A Yediya B'Alma, you should just mention this. L'maisa, there's another bracha that Yehuda also would say that's also a finer distinction. And that is what the Gemara mentions a little daf or two ahead. By the case of Koseh Sesachita, daf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara mentions before the two dots, toward the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara mentions that Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that on Yirakos, Barmine Deshayim, he also holds that if you koses a sachita, what does that mean? It means that you have the kernel of the wheat, and you eat that, right? You haven't ground it or anything. You haven't made it into flour. So what bracha do you make? So the Tanakhama would say, borei pri or adama, because what is it? It goes in the ground. But Rabbi Yehuda would hold, and that's what the Gemara quotes a braisa, borei minei zubroyim. Gemara connects that to Sittas of Yehuda in the Mishnah, just as Rabbi Yehuda says, by the leafy greens, you make bormne deshayim, that's just like grass. He also would require bormne zroyim on koses sachita. But again, if it's not koses sachita, and it's not the cases of Yirakos, so most Rishonim, I think, are mashma, that you'd make a Bar Pi Adama as well. So if Yehuda would acknowledge that there's a Bar Pi Adama, but then there's a finer distinction that goes for these other things as well, subcategories of Pri Adama. Let's see Rashi. So the first comment of Rashi is that Shemitoch Hashivuso Kavul Bracha LaAtzmo V'Chein HaPas. Rashi doesn't tell us the nature of the Hashivus. Rashi just says Yain is Chashuv and so is Pas, And that's why they get they want their own bracha. Kavu bracha la'atzma. What is the chashiva? So we have to wait a little bit for Amud Beis, but it's already mentioned by some Rishonim already. They talk about the fact that it's Sayyid u'mesameach. The pasuk says in Baruch Nafshi, right? Yayin esamach levav enos, v'lechem levav enos yisod. So there's the idea that it's Sayyid, that's more explicit in the pasuk. It's sameach rather, it's explicit. But then we say it's u'mesameach, it's Sayyid as well. There's these qualities that it makes you full, at least a little bit. Read the Gemara. The Gemara says tuva garer, maybe a lot, makes you more hungry or thirsty, but at least a smaller amount in measure, it makes you full, and also it is misameach. So that's the chashivos that Rashi is alluding to. Pas, it's obviously pas is a staple of foods. Pas is a soyed. So Rashi makes it seem it's based on chashivos. What other Rishonim mention, and this we have to see again, not to get into too much detail quite yet, but is the idea of ishtani v'iluya. In other words, that there is an elevated status that it changed into. In other words, it was grapes and it became wine. So Rashi doesn't mention those words. It comes up in the Gemara and the Shaka V'tayin on the Beis. The Shaka is, does it remain la maskana? Rashi avoids those words, ishtani v'iluya. The Rabbeinu Yonah on this Mishnah, Lashon is chutz min hayayin, mivnei shehayayin kemen shemachmas hashinui chashiv yoser kover bracha la'atzmo kinefarsh b'gemara decham mesadim mesameach. He doesn't just say chashivusa like Rashi says. He says it's machmas hashinui chashiv yoser. So I have to see more about this inyan of ishtani li'iluya. We'll soon come back more to this as well. Just finish the Rashi's. Bor mine deshayim. This is Rabbi Yehuda. Fishiyesh bechlal priyo adama deshayim uzrayim kigon kitnios. So Rashi acknowledges deshayim uzrayim. Rashi continues. Rabbi Yehuda boy heker bracha chol min umin. Rabbi Yehuda requires that the bracha be targeted in a very specific way. Now Rashi doesn't quote any makor for this. There is a makor for it, and that's the Gemara on Daf Mem, right before the new Mishnah. When the Gemara addresses this last part of the Mishnah, so the Gemara brings a statement of Amar Rav Zera, v'item Rav Chanin bar Papa, my time at Rav Yehuda. Where does Rav Yehuda get this idea of requiring a heker chom min u'min? The pasuk says, Baruch Hashem yom yom. So what does that mean? Baruch Hashem yom yom. It's pasuk in Tehillim. V'chi bayom v'varchi noisei v'lele in v'varchi noisei. Only by day do you thank Hashem. Ella, this is what we call me'en hama'ora. In other words, when we're davening a particular day, so the tefillah should reflect the uniqueness of that particular day. L'mashal, what do we insert on Rosh Chodesh or on Yom Tovim in our Shmoneh Esrei for me'en hama'ora? What tefillah? What paragraph? Yalav Yavo. We acknowledge b'tachreinu b'yom Rosh Chodesh is there b'yom Chag Hamatzos is there. Similarly, Aganisim could be viewed as Mein HaMa'ora. Maybe it's also more than that. It's part of Hodah, the Takan of Chanukah, but it could also be Mein HaMa'ora. That's in terms of mentioning the day. But Rabbi Yehuda carries that one step further, as the Gemara explains. Kol Yom V'Yom Tel Me'en B'Chosav. In other words, try not just to speak in general terms. Recognize the uniqueness of the time in which you're offering the tefillah, the day itself. Achinami Kol Minu Min Tel Me'en B'Chosav. Every min requires acknowledging that min in a specific way. You could say thank you Hashem, and it's not mentioning it's Rosh Chodesh or it's Pesach or whatever, or Hanukkah. But when you do that, it makes it more specific, and that's a maila in bracha. So if Yehuda carries it over to the min as well, I'm thanking God's Baruch Hu and created a particular min, bore, so I can say bore pri adama, or I can say bore min edeshoyim. So to say min edeshoyim is more specific. That's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. What the Gemara leaves hanging is, and what do the Chachamim hold? The Chachamim don't require that type of a pirut. Do they dismiss the whole din of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom? When it comes to Me'en Berchosav, Ko Yom Me'en Berchosav, that is seemingly everybody accepts. We say Yalav Yavo in Hashmonesre. You don't, not enough just to say the regular Shmonesre. There's a requirement of Me'en HaMa'ora. So it doesn't carry over to Ko Min U'min. Or is it pshat, how do you apply that principle? In other words, how fine do you have to be? How distinct do you have to be? There's a klal yistik amin called priya adama, and there's a subcategory of deshayim and zirayim, who says that the brach has to go that specific. In essence, you could ask a say, you could point out the Mishnah itself says bar priya paris ha'aretz and paris ha'ilan are distinct. Now you have to know, is that goof of fulfillment also brach Hashem yom yom, or that's even before that? That's the category itself. That's the min. But certainly, that could be seen also as this is a min, which is more specific. It's Paris Ha'ilah, not just Paris Ha'aretz. But Atkedekach, to go to Bernadette the Shad, that they don't have to go. That could be what the Chamim holds. Rashi doesn't give us the whole back story with the Malkar from the Pasuk. Rashi just read the Boy Hekel Chominu Min. The Chamim don't require that much. Okay, so these are Pashup Shat, the words of the Mishnah. There are many Diyukim in the language of the Mishnah. Many Diyukim, the Rishonim point them out, Achronim point them out. Let me just see how many people can just machave into 6-7 diyukim just in the language of the Mishnah, and we'll see which ones we'll focus on. Ultimately, we'll get to certain of them more than others. But just to give you a feeling for reading this Mishnah, so it sounds like, you know, we've seen it probably so many times since we're learning Mishnah about past kids and whatever, so we don't always look at it with fresh eyes. But Lemaisa, if you look at this Mishnah, we just read it, so now just start pointing out from the first word and on, like, what can you mean medayik in the language of the Mishnah? And say, some diukim obviously will carry more weight than others, but just to notice certain things, push it, yeah? Ketzad, okay, so what ketzad is we find it. We find it. Ketzad is not a bad word. Ketzad is, there's a Rabban Pirsha Mishnais, I think, gives you the etymology of ketzad, I believe. Ketzad sad, like, how does it, you know, the different angles, right? So how does it play out? We have this bracha, we have that bracha, we have this chutz. Okay, it doesn't bother me so much. But okay, but go on. Ketzad mevarachim, okay? Any diukim? What's the diuk?
How do we know to make a bracha?
Oh, so there's a question that Tosis is going to come in. In other words, you're coming with, that's what you meant also, maybe ketzad knows where we're coming from. Oh, good. That's what you meant. I thought you didn't know the word. No, Kate said, no, so Tanehechikai, this is Tosis, we'll get to know. You have to be working off of something, and there must be a context for the Kate said. Okay, so that's, we'll see Tosis, good. Mevarachin, any diuk? Oh, why not Lashon Yachid? Make his kasha stronger. Read a few more words in the Mishnah. So we start Lashon Rabbi, Mevarachin, and what comes soon after that? Hu Omer. Which to say Omrim, you could say Mevarachin Omrim, right? So why is Mevarachin Lashon Rabbi? I'm just giving you a range of the diukim you could make. Not everything will have a full answer to, but notice Mevarachin ala Paris. Anything else ala Paris? What is Paris? So why when we talk about Paris in the sense of Paris ha'ilan and Paris ha'aretz? What about Engidulam and Aretz, which is a Mishnah and Daf later on by Shahakov, Daf Mem? What is it? What is only going to Paris? Okay. Oh, anything else? Keep going. A Paris ha'ilan. Hu omer. Diuk. What's the diuk? What? Who omer? What's they say? Who omer? Say who? I'm going to say later by the Mishnah by Shahako. Mem on the base. I'll never say engidulam in the aretz. Omer shakon yivvara. I'm just showing you. There's always what to notice. Yeah? Doesn't say who omer shako. Adav shengi them in the arets. Omer shako. Demis is, if you look at some of the schos, maybe in Yerushalmi, could be they leave out the word who, so maybe it's not a diuk. But many of the schos have the word who. Tzlach is omer on this diuk. Yeah, it's a whole interesting word. You can start thinking other things too. Who? The whole person. I don't know. You can say a nice brush also here if you want. The whole person has to be there. Think of bracha. Kedashim. Why not? What's a who omer? What's tzlach has a different word. Says that it. I'm just showing you the depth of Torah. You know, the Rishonim point that Rabban Chumash ben Bachaya, the Rashba has a comment on this. Brachos begin the Lashon Nochach, Baruch Ata Hashem. What happens next in the bracha? It shifts to Lashon. We call Lashon Nister, third person. Right? Think of any bracha. Baruch Hashem, Makim Macham, Shekid Shanu, the mitzvosav, right? The pircha mitzvah. Hashem b'dvaro mariv haravim. Tzrad ata, borei, he. Not you created. He created. Right? So that's something Rishon discussed. What does it start with Lashon Nochach? And it changes to Lashon Nispa. So the Tzach says, who is the hint that there's something changing from Lashon Nochach, Ata, to Lashon Nista. Who means, in other words, third person. When it comes to Shahakol, that Shinui is not apparent right away. You don't see that Shinui until you get to what word? Shakoniyeh v'dvaro. When it comes to the brachas that Mishnah here is enumerating, the Shinui already comes up immediately when you have the uniqueness of the formula. After the standard brachas gemachalam, which the Mishnah doesn't speak out, it's obvious. You need to have Shem Malchus, we'll see later. So that is given. And then immediately, what makes the bracha stand out is, let's say, Peres Ilan, Borei, and that already reflects the shift from Nochach to Nista. In the word Borei, not Barasa, Borei. So who Omer? From the Shinui to who is already happening as soon as you start seeing what makes this bracha unique. You already have that Shinui taking place. By Shahako, couldn't say who Omer Shahako, because the Shinui already happens by the word Shahako in the Shinui of the bracha. But the Shinui to Lashon Nista doesn't get seen until the word Bidvaro. Okay, so says the Tzach. No, the Yehuda. It's showing you every diuk could be. Okay, Bari Pri Eitz. Chutz Min Hayayin. Soon come back to that. Peres HaOretz. Again, Hu Omer. Chutz Min HaPas. What do you see already? That there would have been a basis to say, An Yayin, Bari Pri HaEitz, but it gets Hagefen. And so too, the women that base to say on Pas, Bari Pri HaDama, but it gets Motziachem Min HaOretz. Something else, another diuk. Seder the Lashna Mishnah, the Ra'ah, the Ritzvah. No, another diuk. What does the Mishnah have first? Ha'etz. Why? Why does the Mishnah start with that? Now, let's clarify the Kasha. They don't speak it out. But in other words, what would the Mishnah have said if you were to switch the order? Ketzin Burchan Alperos. Alperos Ha'aretz Hu Omer Bar Pri Adama. Continue. Chutz Min HaPas, correct. Now, the whole thing, you have to carry with it the chutz. It comes with it. The Mishnah is not just telling you the bracha for itself of that category of peros, but it also gives me the chutz of it. It means to say, so the Mishonim are asking, that's what they mean to ask. So put peros ha'aretz first with its chutz, which is pas, and then follow that with peros ha'ilan with its chutz of chutz min hayayin. That's what they're asking. So the Ra'ah gives, and the Ra'ah gives two answers to that kash. What's the answer number one? What does the Ra'ah say? That there's more chashivus. Oh, so now we're getting to svaris that Rishonim are adding to the question. There's more chashivus to the Bari Priya Eitz than to a Peres HaIlan than to Bari Priya Adama. That's why the Mishnah puts that first. What do they mean by that? What's more chashiv? What is more chashiv? The chefza of the Pri Ha'ilan is more chashiv? Or the bracha of Ha'etz is more chashiv? How do you understand it?
The bracha.
That's what the Lashon is mashma.
It's more focused.
It's more for the more, here we get to an important yesod here that the Rishonim are pulling out. The nakat mekars of the Ra'ah, Bari Pri Ha'etz, Mikam Bari Pri Adama. Again, as I was mashed it, if you would have said the other way, it would have been the chutz, would have been first chutz ben Abbas, and then chutz ben Ayay. The Pneshi Bracha Miuchedes, She'in Ben Mashmel Priya Eitz Bilvad. The Koshi Miuchedes Yoser Chashuva Yoser. So the more that the Bracha is Mefaret, that you're speaking more specifically, there's more Chashivas to that Bracha. Kedisa de Gemara. So one could have said it. A different angle, that the chashivus is not the bracha, the chashivus is in the chetz. The lashon of the bir halacha, I don't think he's quoting it from anyone else, but he says in the beginning of Dinei Birkas Peres Ha'ilan, we'll be seeing a lot of this simen, Reish Beis, the beginning of Vilchas Birkas HaPeres, the simen Reish Beis. So the Mechaber codifies Al kol peiros ha'ilan berch betchila bori pri ha'etz. Chutz min ha'yayin sheberch lo bori pri ha'gafen. This is Sif Aleph. So the Bir Halacha, Shur Bir Halacha says, the afa gav de gidula min ha'aretz. So really, every pri ha'etz is also growing, ultimately tracing its unika to the ground. Lo ratzu l'patram birchas bori pri ha'aretz, gishar peiros ha'aretz. Of course, but the Yevid might be different, but that's the Mishnah later. But they didn't want to pater it with the pri ha'aretz bracha, mitoch shehem chashuvim b'yosa. Lashon Bir Halacha is, toch shehem chashuvim b'yosa. Because the peiros ha'ilan are themselves more chashuv. The kavu bracha miyuchedes, l'haski shivcho shel makom shebar peiros chashuvim ka'ela. It was, so, memela, because with Hashem you made these peiros chashuvim, that's the inyan of the bracha miyuchedes. So it sounds like it starts the chefza being more chashuv. That, at least you see it in the Lashon of the Bir Halacha. Okay. In the ra'ah, you don't see that much. You just see that the bracha was more chashuv, the more specific. In other words, l'masha, Rabbi Yehuda's pirut of the shayim is not because the shayim, the lettuce is more chashuv because it's desha, it's leafy than the other piyaret. It's just the fact that the min is seen as distinct, and therefore the more specific you want the bracha, the better it is. Here I see more. You could have said a similar thing with pri ha'etz. In other words, it's more specific, so that's the bracha is more chashuv. It's better to be in the faret. But the Mishpirach is saying, no, it's a greater shevach to Kadosh Baruch Hu, because you're showing Kadosh Baruch Hu, you created this chashuv thing, the pri ha'etz are more chashuv. That's teretz number one in the ra'ah. So that's where the Mishnah Seder starts with bori pri ha'etz. And then the second teretz, more simple in terms of the structure of the Mishnah, because since the Mishnah is going to mention a machlokes Rav Yehuda, who argues that there's a case of yirakos that are going to get a bar mitzvah shoyin, and the Tanakhama wouldn't distinguish, you'd say it'd be part of the same klal of bar pri adama. So that's why he leaves that for the end, because it's going to mention the machlokes Rav Yehuda. Because that's more straightforward. That doesn't get you too bogged down with the details of Rabbi Yehuda or anything. So you say that first. And then you bring Bar Pi'aretz, and then you bring the Machlokas of Gabi Yerakas. That's another answer, Baal Batish. Once one, the Ra'ah, he also points out another thing that Rishonim point out, and that is the difference between the Lashonas, another deal that you could bring to this Mishnah now. Notice that when it comes to Peiros Ha'aretz, the nusach is bori pri ha'adam, and not, for example, bori pri ha'aretz. And whereas with the chutz min ha'pas, we say motzi lachem min ha'aretz, not motzi lachem min ha'adam. Maishna, why is here's ha'adam, is it aretz? So there's a lot to say in this, but the Ra'ah says pashut pshat, based on lashon pesukim, Chazal mitakim nusach ha'brachos, and nusach ha'tfilas true as well. Chazal often are not inventing their own language. Chazal are using language that's already appearing in Tanakh. And therefore, umashu motzi lechem ha'aretz, as we know from Baruch Nafshi, lo hotzi lechem min ha'aretz. Of course, the lechem didn't come from the aretz. The chita came from the aretz. But okay, l'maisa, this is how we understand it. Ultimately, the potential was there, and then ki'il ekshbroch motzi lechem min ha'aretz. We'll talk more about it. We'll get to sugyos of ha'motzi. But the lashon ha'pasuk is min ha'aretz. Whereas the Hadama is Mereshit called Pri Adama Parshas Kisava, this week's Parsha. So that's why Bori Pri Adama. Okay, this is what he answers. Now, let's focus a little bit in on the bracha of the chutz of the Mishnah, Gabi Peiros Ha'ilan. And then we'll talk about the chutz of the Peiros Ha'aretz. You're going to enter into a whole interesting discussion that's going to have also ramifications potentially l'halacha, and also in many sugyas that we're going to soon see that touch on the larger inyan here. What does it say in the Mishnah? Al peiros ha'ilan hu omer bori pri ha'etz, chutz min ha'yayin, shal ha'yayin hu omer bori pri ha'gofen. Let's touch the words bori pri ha'gofen. We say it every Shabbos, not other times. Bori pri ha'gofen. What is the pri hagafen, Rabosa? said this bracha maybe 1,000 times, right? What is the Pri HaGaf? What do I mean? Okay, the Geffen is a vine. What grows on the vine? Grapes. What do grapes yield? Wine. Now, I have a cup of wine, and I make a bracha, Bori Pri HaGaffen. What is the Shevach that I am issuing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That he was Borei what? The Pri HaGaffen. What does that mean?
Grapes.
The grapes? Okay. Any other dissenting view? Yes?
If Pri is not literally Pri, then it just means
that. Well, maybe it is. What is a Pri? What else could it be? Pri could be? Okay, so you have two possibilities. Either the Pri HaGaffen means the wine. The wine is a Pri HaGaffen. Since the wine comes from the grapes, and the grapes grow on the vine, so the wine is a Pri HaGaffen. The wine is therefore called a Pri. One way to read it. The Pri HaGaffen means the wine. I'm Mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the wine. In other words, it's very parallel to what other chutz in the Mishnah. When I speak about the Chetzah itself in the Nusach HaBracha, what's the other chutz of the Mishnah? Chutz min ha-pas, shel ha-pasu omer, ha-motzi lechem me'arf. In other words, the Bracha, the Nusach HaBracha, is highlighting that item that I'm Mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu for lechem. So if you say that the Pri HaGaffen is the Pri HaGaffen is the wine, then it's mamish parallel. In other words, I'm a Shabbat Baruch for creating wine. That's the Pri HaGaffen. On the other hand, Yisrael Gavio, you said different shot. What is Pri HaGaffen?
Grapes.
The grapes. In other words, that as opposed to just saying about wine that it's a Pri HaEitz, I'm miyachis it to the specific type of Eitz, which is the Geffen. So it's in other words, so I'm mishabeach, I'm mentioning the grapes. I'm not just saying that when I'm talking about the yayin, I'm mishabeach for creating grapes, not just for creating eights. Grapes. So the Pri HaGaffen of the grapes. We shall see, this is a chur of machokis rishon. How to touch the words Pri HaGaffen. Okay, we're not seeing the Gemara yet, but I'll show you there's a Rashi on the base that kimat mefurish. That Rashi says that the another of the Pri HaGaffen, the Rashi Dibur Maskil Zayis Ikri, we haven't seen the Gemara, but you'll see at the end of that Rashi, Gabi Geffen, a Geffen who ha ate, va another him Pri HaGaffen. Now, I'm not saying you couldn't also refer to the Yayin as a Pri, but when I say Pri HaGaffen, what would the Chazal have in mind? What are you praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for? Creating another. Maybe the word borei means what's naturally created, not what man does afterwards, even though by bread it's different. We didn't say word borei by bread, okay. But borei, you see in Rashi Lamed Beis, it's the Bria Shamayim, so it's really the grapes, not the one. Mitzad Sheni, we'll see, Mashmos of the Me'iri, for example, and we'll see in the Rush also that way. Is that the Pri HaGaffen is the wine. Second, Lashon HaMe'iri, the lot of Me'iri is here, but I gave you just to give you comfortable with the Inyanim. Toch HaDvarim, he says, something else also in Yudaik, but just this first. Nevarach Bar Pri HaGaffen Chutz Min HaYayin Sh'af Bish HaGaffen Kori Eitz, Mitoch chashivuso of the wine, kavu of bracha lefnei atzmo lahaskir olav shem hagefen bifrat. No, touch the words with me in the Me'iri. Mitoch chashivuso, what's the chashivus of what? Mitoch chashivuso of the wine, kavu of bracha lahaskir olav shem hagefen. So what is the Me'iri saying? Because of the chashivus of the wine, so you miyaches it to the Geffen, not just to eight, but to the Geffen. So what's the Pri HaGaffen? The wine. The wine, miyaches the wine to the Geffen, not just to eight. But the Pri HaGaffen is the wine. The wine, without this unique takana to give the yayin its own bracha, you just be miyaches the wine to the eitz, like everything else. It's Pri HaEitz. But no, b'toch hashivusa, we're miyaches the wine to the gefen. But what is the pre? The pre is the wine, according to the Meiri. There's a rush that's also clearly assuming that way. I don't want to go through the whole rush now, it's mamish, a whole inyan. But just so you see from the kasha of the rush that he brings the blazer mimitz. Simon Gimel, come back to some of the points that emerge from this, but he asks the kasha, Heich anu mevarchim ala eitz bar pri agafen, halo mikri pri le'in bikurin. And he brings the Gemara in Chulin that, again, Parashas Bikurim is this week's parasha, pri atamei v'yatamei v'mashke. It's a niyot in the pasuk, pri ha'adama. You can't bring wine for Bikurin. There's a special riboy. If you brought another and then later on you pressed it along the way, then you could, it's a special riboy, but pri atamei v'yatamei v'mashke. So what is he asking? But if the pri agafen was not referring to the wine, then the kasha doesn't get off the ground. Correct? Because Bori Pi Agafen is thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the anavin. So what is clear from the Rush, Melissa Mitzvah's Kasha, that he's teaching the word Pi Agafen as referring to the wine itself. Now, let me mention Halacha issue, and then go in two directions. We'll go one by one. And I'm not saying it's totally for sure Havaha in the question, but it's something to think about. Suppose a person will make on grapes, Bari Pi Agafen. Are you Yotze?
According
to Rashi, yes. Ah, so Chaira, I don't think it's Mukhrech, but I see why you're saying what you're saying. So let's try it. If Bari Pi Agafen means the Anavim, you're taking Hashem when you make a bracha of wine before praying Anavim. So if it's follow that if you say Bari Pi Agafen on Anavim, you should be Yotze.
Shouldn't it be the
Now, why is it not so mukhrach? Because if you wanted, you could push back and say, in a chinami it is, but the takana was to say, you miyuchat take a bracha to thank Hashem for grapes, only when you're having wine. So therefore, even with the other, you're not yotze. But it's mistab. What you're saying is mistab. That if you say, bari pi agafen on grapes, maisa, the grapes are pi agafen. Mitzad sheni, if I assume that the pri agafen means the pri agafen is the wine, the pri is the wine, so then maybe not. Maybe it can't be yotze with picking on grapes, except specifically bracha one. Again, is it mukhrach for sure? Maybe not, because you could argue that in a chinami, the pri agafen is the wine, but is the grapes not pri agafen? I mean, it's not usually exclusive. What is a pri agafen? So you could argue it's the wine is a pri agafen. Do you know what? Kavachomer, the wine is pri agafen. The wetness is a pri agafen. The grapes. The kavana of chazal and the takana of the nusach of pri agafen is on the wine. But again, you could still argue that you're yotze b'di'evet if you make. So I'm not lining it up perfectly, but I'm showing you l'saber es ha'ozen that obviously this is an interesting question, and this comes up in halacha. So in Simen Reish Ches, the Mechaber writes in Siv Tesvav, it's based on the tour and Ben Yechiel, he quotes the end of the tour. In b'di'evet, Beirach ala novim bar pi agafen or acharem ala gefen yotze b'di'evet. You'd make a bar pi agafen on grapes, you yotze. Says the Mishnah Bura, who adinim shasa yayin v'niskaven liftor anovim. Let's say you're drinking wine, you have grapes in front of you, and you're having kavana when you make bar pi agafen. I'm a lamdin. I know diktuk. I know bar pi agafen sounds like I'm thanking Hashem for creating the pri agafen, which is grapes. So I'm thanking Hashem for creating grapes when I'm having wine. So let me certainly have in mind that those words for the grapes too, because I'm everything Hashem for creating grapes. What do I have to double over? So yotze. Now, the only thing is, in the previous sif, it says, Shasa yayin, uberach bar pi agafen, uba'acha anavin. You're having wine and grapes together. Sarach uberach alein bar pi aetz. And you have to say aleitz afterwards. So that's different. Why is that different? Because that's chatchila. Well, you don't want to machavin, you're not machavin for that. That's what he points out. En adom l'sif yudal, the hasam go, kibe beferush in the pri agafen lifter anavin. Therefore, memelo that niftar, and it's not called brachshin tzvicha either, because he really should make a separate ha'etz on the grapes. L'chatchila yesh l'barach al kol echad bracham yuchedes. So I have in front of me grapes and wine. What should I l'chatchila do? I should make hagafen on the wine and the eighth on the grapes. If I would have in mind with the hagafen to pater the grapes, then I'm yotze. And if I just had grapes and I said hagafen, what's the din? Did you have it? Yotze. Again, that certainly beautifully goes very beautifully with the idea that the pre-hagafen really means the grapes. Does it mean that every hagafen is that? Maybe, or maybe. Maybe there it's the pre is the wine, but so is the grapes on pre hagafen. Okay. Now, so that's one issue. Let's turn the tables in the other direction. Okay? Flip the case. Let's say you made a bori priya eitz on wine. Okay. So this is a big machlokas. We'll soon see. The Ritva, by the way, weighs in on this. They're always in on this right here in our Mishnah, and then it's later on in the Mishnah. The Mishnah later says that if you make shahakol on everything you yotze, it says if you make hadama on perisail on your yotze. Now we're asking, what if you made... Now the Gemara there comes out in Maskana by shahakol, machokes amarayim. The Mishnah says, al kulam amar shahakol yotze. That's the Mishnah at the daf mem. And the Gemara on the days has a machokist amirayim, mem on the days, whether it includes pas v'yayin. So Rav Huna says, no, pas v'yayin, because we give them their own status of a bracha, you couldn't say shahakol on them at v'yotze, but we hold like Rav Yochanan. That few pas v'yayin, shahakol works. Okay? So now, what's our question? What if you made a bracha, a bori priya eitz, on v'yayin? Let's say you made a hadama on pas. Similar question. And if I want to make it more interesting, what if you made a bori priya adama on what? On wine. Okay, so these are three distinct questions. So the Ra'ah, the Ritva here, and by the way, the Ritva can be found in the Kovetz. It's just under a different name. I want to thank Mayor Avishai for pointing that out. It's called the Kutei Rishonim, but it's the Ritva, same thing as Kudushi Ritva. So you do have it in the Kovetz. The Ra'ah and the Ritva both comment on this. In the Ritva, I think, over here by us, the Ra'ah might be later. Chutz ben Ayayin. So here the Ritva's lashon is Mishum Dishtani Le'iluya. So we pointed out, Rashi didn't mention those words, Dishtani Le'iluya. Mikomei Bracha, Rashi said Chashivuso. That we'll get the Sugya on the days. Ube Gemara Muchach, Den Berach Al Yayin Bo Pri'etz Yotz. The Gemara Muchach, who doesn't tell us where, probably had in mind the Kesugis later on. If Shahaka works like Rav Yochanan holds on Pasri Yayin, now, what about Pas? Not as simple. We talked about that separately, but that the Ra'ah has a svar that since you have to mention Pas in the Bracha, it's called Yashem La'atzmo, Hotzilachim in Aretz, could be that Hadama wouldn't work anymore for Pas, once there's a Takana of Hotzilachim in Aretz. So leave that. That's a Shaila, the Suffolk, or the Kesef Mishnah also. There's a Tosis that weighs in on this question. Tosis back on Daf Yud Beis and Aleph. Tosis, it's just Derech Agav in the Tosis. A Tosis discussion has to do with when you say something wrong and you want to fix it Toch Kidei Dibur. It's a very interesting Gemara, Bechal, but not for us right now. You see in that Gemara, the Gemara has a situation that's, where a person made a mistake about what he has in his cup. So there could be Shechar, there could be Yayin. Shechar gets the bracha Shahako, Yayin gets the bracha of Ha'etz. So the Gemara, when Rashi went to Sugya, the person began his bracha, which is the template of every bracha, with Hashkem Bacha'ol, I'm thinking it was something other than it really is. And then at that point, when he's now going to say the end of the bracha, he realized what it is, and he was Messiah correctly. So the Gemara is a suffix whether it could be a problem because his kavana at the first part of the bracha, when he said bracha tzikem bracha olam, was not for the item that it really was. Now, the Gemara works out as follows, that if it was a case where it was wine in the cup and he thought it was beer, so he's thinking he's going to say shahako at the end of his bracha, but then he chapped it. At the point he said melcha olam, that it's really wine, and he ends up saying bori pri hagafen, so that wouldn't be a shaila. And the reason why that wouldn't be a shaila is because even if you follow his kavana from the beginning, that was to make a shahakol, But the halacha would be, as Rabbi Yochanan says in Daf Mem, you say shahako on wine, even if you say hashama, you yose. So there's nothing to talk about. B'di'evit, it's not going to be any worse than that. The fact that the kavana was to say shahako is no worse than if you would have said shahako. It says one or the other way around. What if the item was really beer in the cup? And you thought it was wine, and you started your bracha b'asim kemacha olam, thinking you're going to end with Bari Pia Gafin. Now, Bari Pia Gafin cannot work on beer. And then you realized that it was really beer, and you said Shachni Levar. So that's the Gemara Safik, interesting Gemara for itself. And the Gemara doesn't end up resolving this Shaila. The Gemara tries to prove it, and Gemara's Docha the Rais, and it ends up being a question that's unresolved. So then, I'm mentioning this for a reason, because we're going to come back to this Tosfos for other things later on the Amud. So Tosfos has a few things to comment on this Gemara, on Daf Yud Beis. The first is, so what do we do in a case like this? We don't know whether you're Yotze to the Evid or not. Do you have to make a new bracha or not? And that's going to get to the question of Safek Brachas. That's not for right now. That will be in a few days. But then Tosfos has another comment, and that is the middle of the Tosfos. Hayah Omerach, im hayah dot yoder bebirur, shetar bedibura. Let's say you know for sure you said the wrong thing. But Tok de Dibor, you right away changed and said the right thing. So Tosfos is telling us, you can do that. You can fix a Tok de Dibor. Okay, now, you can think of a lot of examples of where you made a mistake in your bracha. You know what Tosfos brought as an example? This very case. Tosfos brings this example. So Tosfos, Mesirch of Hitumo, we know what Tosfos holds on this question. Zok Tosfos, im hayatoa, yodea bebira shata. Sha'omar bori priya eitz tachas bori priya gafin. Mamashar shayla. He said a bori priya eitz instead of a gafin. The betoch kiribu yochal arzebo. So as long as you chapped right away within 2 seconds of the shayla's tamid l'rav, he said bori priya eitz and priya gafin. Right afterwards, yochal arzebo. Meanwhile, what is evident from Tosfos? That Tosfos is on the record. Tosfos yedbezim and alfim brachas. On the issue that we're raising in Perek and that Ramid Hein Brachas. If you make her eights on wine, I yod say Tosfos to mean you're not. It's, the only thing is, you correct yourself, Tok de Dibor, it's good enough. To give other examples. So, B'kiv Eger, Shreis Chai V'Kayim here on this Tosfos, the Gilian Ashas, B'kiv Eger. He says, I don't understand. Let's be medaik in B'kiv Eger's language. He asks the following, and he comments at Shulchan Aruch on this as well. Masma mize, says the Kiveger, it would appear from Tosfos' language, demberach alayayin bori priya eitz de lo yotze. Tosfos is only trying to say you could save the toch kedei dibor, but meanwhile this is no good. It won't be acceptable to bori priya eitz on what? The chen kasa v'magin avram the simen reishches of kan chabeit v'shem tshuvas rihalev. And by the way, just for the sake of the hashlam and the halacha, so. That case I just read you. You can look it up later. It's in Reish Ches Sif Tes Vav, which is the case of Bidi Eved. You said Hagefen on grapes. So the Mishnah Bura discusses the inverse case. On that Sif, the Mishnah Bura Sif Katan Ayin. Again, the case of the Shulchan Aruch was which case you said Alanav and Bar Pi Agafen. So the Mishnah Bura Sif Katan Ayin. Then Beirach Alayayin Bar Pi Eight. Yesh deos bein haposkin. Machlokes, if you can be yotze b'di'evet ha'eitz on wine. Yesh om de'yotze b'di'evet, yesh omim de'lo yotze u'sorik brachas l'halke. So that's the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Ayin. If you look in this Sharat Zion, which gives you more marmakomos, Shamach Zayin, so he tells you, who says yotze b'di'evet, and who says the other way, says Magen Avram b'shem ri ha'levi. That's what we just read in the Gilian Ashas, right? Unaziris Shimshon Mogen Giborim Ayin Shon continues the Sharat Zion. Continues Sifkat and Samach Zayin on the bottom Sharat Zion. Ubeemes Yesh Deos Beinin Zeh Bein Harishonin. It's not just a Achronim Machlokes. Machlokes Rishonin. The Das Haraa. The Chen Kasa B'Shitim B'Kubetzes. That's the Ritva. I think he means the Yotze B'Di'evet. The Chen Hevi B'Bir Ki Yosef. That's the Chida. The Shem Ksivas Yad Pardes Nabi Asher Rav Chaim. One Rishonim. The Kasa B'Shem Haraa Ritva Di'atza. Ube Toisus Bracha Staf Yud Beis. Amel Aleph Dibamas Chalol La'asuyeh. Uke Ein Zemam B'Shevi B'Yosef. Ayn Shem Mashma di lo yimisayim bori pi agafen the talk of the deeper fixing lo yotzei fi b'diavet u'paragishem zeh pi magan man marchei. That's all the Sharet Tzion. So that's filling us in on this. But the Kiva Eger doesn't understand why Tosis holds what he knows, and why does he ask the Kasha? He says as follows: Tamiyali, Tamuali, the Hayayin Shem Pri Olav, the Hamevarchin Bori Pri Agafen. Then Cain Shapin Mevarch Bori Pri Eitz. Elada Hayol Olavar Yosef Shehu Migefen. Then Cain Gogara Miberach Shakol the Kain Wanda Yotzei. So how does the Kvigah formulate his kasha? I don't agree with Tosfos. He says, how could it be that you say ha'eitz on wine, you're not yotzei? After all, ha'yayin shem pri olav. The yayin is a pri. So what is the takana to say pri agafen? That you miyaches the pri, not just to the eitz, the pri is the yayin, but you miyaches it to the gafen. So that's a more of a pirut. That's required. Okay, but if Yach is it to the eighth, not to the Geffen, you're not mentioning the Geffen specifically. Priya eighth. So why should it be worse than the fact that you could say, in general, a bracha kolis that works for a bracha pratis? Lo garf mishahako. Achaz ematzosi, betshuvas ginas v'radim, chel garachayim, dehela, means he concludes, le'ikr, the yatz. Fundamentally, he says, you are yotze, which is against us. I'm interested, but Kiv Eger is massing on the sheet of Tosfos and the fact that the Yayin is a pre, but you should have been more specific. And you aren't. So why should it be worse than being Shahak? How does he know the Yayin is Shem Priyalov? The Mevarchin Bar Piyagafen. That's his raya. The yayin is shame free olive. So first of all, how's Rabbi Kivik understand Bor Pi Agafen? Just touch the words.
Wine.
Sounds what?
Wine.
That's the one. That's it. But I ask you a following question. He knows it because he just said, that's the nusach, Bor Pi Agafen. I have another proof. I want him to read the Mishnah better. Go back to the Mishnah again. The Mishnah says, "Al peros ha'ilan who omer bar pi eitz chutz min hayayin." What is the cause and what is the exception? What are we differentiating from what? Peros ha'ilan is on the one hand, peros ha'ilan, and what is the contrasting thing? The chutz yayin. So I understand. How can anyone say anything but Rabbi Akiva Eger? Or the Meiri, or Blessed Mimitz in the Rush. Read the Mishnah. We're contrasting Peres Ha'ilan from Yayin. If Yayin wasn't a pre, then what should we be saying? Chutz min Yayin, what's Yayin? Liquid, mask. So now we have to ask ourselves, what's the halacha for oranges? So we all make shaka, right? So simple, I don't know. Okay, so if you tell me you make shahakal on mashkin hayotzim in aperos, so you could say on mashkin we make ha'etz, on mei peros, chutz min hayayin, which is mei anavim, you don't make ha'etz, you make hagafen. The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says, al peros ha'ilan hu omer chutz min hayayin. But what is the parallel? What's the parallel? What does it seem to suggest? There's Peres Ha'ilan, and then there's the pre called Yai. The pre called Yai doesn't make have an eight, it gets Hagafen. So it's Muchach in the Mishnah that it has to refer to the pre Hagafen, the Yai is a pre. No? What?
The chutz is mashma that it's not a pre anymore. We say shtani le'iluya, so it's elevating it above pre status.
But what chutz always means that you can't contrast apples and oranges. They're contrasted already. Now, you want to say something is chutz and something else means you're in the same category. But then, even though, because of the fact that it's different in some respect, But it has to first be the same category and then differentiated. Why are you using the language of Paris Ha'ilan Chutz Min HaYayin? It's like you're not speaking to the same issue. Are you talking about Yayin is not a pre? Yayin is a mashke. So what are you saying Paris Ha'ilan Chutz Min HaYayin? How do you read the Mishnah? Couldn't that be itself an evidence that the yayin is a pre? Okay, what do you think to answer such a question?
Can you say that the geffen is what's chashuv because of what can yield out of it, and not saying that the actual yayin is the chashuv part, and therefore that's why...
If I were to say like this, let's go back. If I would say in the Mishnah, al peiros ha'ilan you make on their liquid, ha'eitz, let's assume that would be true. And the truth is, there's what to argue, that there is such a thing, we'll soon see. There's what to argue about. That there's such a concept that fruit juice could be the same bracha as the fruit. It could be how you do it, if you crush it. So then I could say as follows. On peiros, ha'ilan, its fruit juice is ha'etz. But then what would the chutz be? Chutz mi what? On fruit, its juice is ha'etz. Chutz mi what? Chutz mi? Grapes. That its fruit, its juice, I should say, is ha'gafet. That would be the parallel. The Mishnah creates a parallel between Paris, Elon, and Yai. It's uneven parallel. Unless the Mishnah is speaking in the shorthand? Maybe. What it really is trying to say is the distinction between fruit juices, and we'll have to see if that's really correct. Fruit juices could be ha'etz, okay, after here. Why is that so? Is that really so? But then the Mishnah's, the language is not precise. Alternatively, if you want a Mishnah to be precise, then it actually lines up perfectly. Yayin is a pre. Yayin is a bit of a pre. So peiros ha'ilan as opposed to yayin, which is a pre, and it's bracha, it's hagafen, not ha'etz. But notice Mishnah's doing that. Mishnah's make a parallel to contrast peiros ha'ilan of yayin versus yayin. I gave you a comment from the Tosfos Chadash Anshei Shem. It's not a Rishon. It's just called Tosfos Anshei Shem. It's one of the Achronim that's down. He's Malachi from others. The Yukim on the language of the Mishnais. So this is an Indian that's also, there's an Achlas David here, one of the Talmidim of Chaim Lashner has a long arichas on this. This diuk is going to really send us to a very interesting Indian, which again, we're not learning it now, but you have to be familiar for the rest of the parak in this. And that is the Indian called Ishtani. I used the term before, the Ritva uses it, Ishtani Le'iruya. We're going to see that on the base of Gabi Yayin. Ishtani le'iruya. Something changes in form. Does the bracha change? So we're going to have this on Amud Beis with Yayin. We're going to have a sugya on, I guess, giving you a heads up, on Daf Lamed Vav, Kimcha Dechiti. You grind the wheat and you have now Kemach. What's the bracha on Chitin? What's the bracha of Chiti? No? Adam. But what happens if you made flour? Again, the case of the Kishid details of the case of Shalom and Gemara, because it's Ishtani, maybe the bracha changes. That's Lamed Vav. Then you have another Gemara, on Daf Lamed Ches. Duv Shad Tamri, date juice. So, many it says Shahako, Zeya Be'amu, many Rishonim where? It's Ishtani. It's no longer the date, it's the honey that comes out of it. Then you have an Asim Amud. Trima. These issues come up over Chamaisa applesauce, right? So, do you make her age? Do you make a shahaka? So that Gemara has a whole discussion of that too. And the shaila is, how mashed is it? And Rashi says, it's in Rusa Gagamri. Does the bracha change because of the shinu, ishtani? So, there are kolim here. There's a gemara. There's a Havdusha Ditami I just mentioned. There's another gemara, a daf later. Mayi de silka kisilka. If you have soup, that you made because you cooked a vegetable, beets, whatever, in the water, and now you have this taste that went into it. So the Gemara says you make that bracha of the vegetables, vegetable soup. Even if the vegetables are not there, it seems, sounds like. So what's the pshat? How could it get the bracha of the vegetables? Okay, so there's all kinds of shittas here. I don't understand. when is shinui consequential to change the bracha? When is it not? And then we have to know, maybe yayin and shemen are unique. That's also an interesting thing. The machokas tanoim possibly. With all this in background, look at the comment of the Chiddush Tosa by Tosa and Shishen in the Mishnayis. It reads a little bit easier. Nachas Gavin is Mayrach also here, but Iko Lameidak, he says, right? Min Hayayin. Iko Lameidak. The Yayin Bechal Mashkehu, right? Yayin is Bechal Mashke. V'hachi Havere Lameimah. So Mishnah should have read as follows. Al Kol HaMashkim Shahako. Chutz miyayin. That would make sense. What, yayin is a mashke. So what's the category that the chutz is coming off of? Category of mashkin being shako, chutz min hayayin. What does it say? Peres ilan ha'eitz chutz min hayayin. What's going on? Umidlok kamar hachi. Doesn't say like that. Mashma. So what would you conclude, he says? The peros shesachtan, if you have peros that you squeeze out its juice, Maske ayotze mehen nevarach alein bori priya eitz. The maske that yotze min haperos is her eitz. Now, there's such a shita. The Raivit quoted by the Rashba later on the case of Dubsha de Tamri, and this may be what the Meiri had in mind here as well. He says, if the fruit was mamish crushed, not just flowing itself, something oozing out, you crush the fruit, then that liquid that you've released through crushing the fruit gets the bracha of the fruit. He doesn't get into those details here, but he says it's mashma from here that you make her eitz on the maske, because that's called the fruit. The maske that comes out of the fruit is considered like the fruit. Perish the sakta maske yotzimehen v'vach b'reiz. V'chei mashma b'ksas b'gemar gabi mei shilokos. But Tosis lo masma ke Tosis says, I don't know what the difference is in Mishkalkas and Dipshid the Tamri. But then he says, maybe the word is like this. Maybe by Shar Peros it wouldn't be true, but in theory by wine it would be true. So the Chutz is true because plug it into Yayin without being the exception of Hagafen, it would have been Ha'etz. So within itself, self-defining, it would have been Ha'etz. So they could compare it to Peros in that regard. He says, maybe you'll read it as follows. He says, near the body, maske yotze mishar peiros b'chal maske, uchutz miyayin b'shemen, and brings the mishan trumas, v'ein sok misham orla el, yotze mizeis manovin. V'hayin time, baruch nishem mizayis b'r b'yei, tzeich adu azikle. See, basically tried to say like this. Orange juice would be shahako, but grape juice without the new takana of hagafen would have been ha'etz. So, what is he trying to say? Not that the yayin has to be viewed as a fruit, technically, but the bracha would have been the bracha of the fruit. Does it answer the lashon of Mishnah? Be comfortable with this. The lashon of Mishnah: Aperas ha'ilan u'omer bari priya eitz chutz min hayayin. Now, speaking about the notion of ishtani, so you have to know what it means. When you have another thing that's going to come up in the sugya of ishtani is Natila daita dahachi or not. Let's see some daf lamed vav, not too long from here. If your original intention was for that shinoi to occur, for this item to change to the other form, and it's ishtani le'iluya, and it's what it was meant to be done, not yet, then when I see this new form, what do I really see? What do I see? I see that whole chain. This is its purpose. This is what this represents, the pre. If this was what the pre was meant to be at the end, orange juice, the juice orange, it was meant to be orange juice. When I see the orange juice, I see the orange. So symbolically, that's the peri. If the why is the bracha the same bracha if the ishtani doesn't fall short? If it fits the standard, the profile of ishtani, call it ishtani leiluya, call it natia daita dahachi, plug in whatever language you want to use. But why is that true? Because when I see this new product, I really see what it represents, because that was the kavana. What was the kavana? This, it should end up like this. So therefore, to the extent that it would have been the normal way to do it, this is what Nachas Dover tries to go with. This is a case of a fruit that you would normally have done to make the juice into this type of a juice. That's called peri, because the bracha would be the bracha of the peri. So that's what the Mishnah will mean. A peri sa'ira, meaning it in its state physically or what represents it. That's, so therefore, it's it fits the words of the Mishnah. In peri sa'ira, because why is the bracha the same bracha? Because that's what I see. When I see this, I see where it started, because that was the kavanah. So to the extent that that is what it would be, that's the peri. But what's the exception? The exception is wine. Wine could have been the same thing, ha'etz. Okay, but you make hagafen because of the takana to make hagafen. The yevin, what would be? That's the big machlokas. Because the eggers, tanning on tosis, l'maisa, he says, the word pri does mean the yain. Why? Because we say bar pri hagafen, he assumes that that's the meaning of the word, bar pri hagafen. The pri is the wine, not the anavid. So he asks, so would it be any worse if you say ha'etz on the wine? Okay, so these are just a number of inyanim, just to sort of set the tone for a lot of things that are coming. We have to do the tosis on the top, and mitzvah start on the Gemara. Just parachas a little bit, at least so today, and the Nam Shem tomorrow.